poll, most believed Biden admin allowing gas prices to rise to get Americans off fossil fuels. By Hannah Blow on June 10, 2022. Most voters believe the Biden administration is allowing gas prices to rise to force Americans to use less fossil fuel. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Friday found. The survey asked, do you believe the Biden administration is intentionally letting gas prices rise to make Americans use less fossil fuels? Most, 53%, said yes, they believe the Biden administration is allowing it to happen purposely to force Americans to use less fossil fuel. Another 39.6%, however, do not believe that is the case, and 7.4% are unsure. Opinions are divided along party lines. Over three-quarters of Republicans, 77.3%, and 56.5% of independents believe the Biden administration is deliberately allowing gas prices to rise for those purposes. Most Democrats, 68.7%, disagree and do not believe the administration is doing so. The survey was taken May 25 to 29, 2022. Among 1,091 likely general election voters and has a margin of error of +2.9%. It comes as gas prices broke yet another record high on Friday, jumping to $4.986 overnight, according to AAA. That reflects a 22-cent rise in the last week and a 61-cent rise in the last month. All the while, the Biden administration has refused to take responsibility for ever-rising prices under Biden's presidency, ignoring the fact that he attacked American energy independence on day one by nixing the Keystone Pipeline and continued the trend by rejoining the Paris Climate Accord and canceling oil and gas leases. In recent months, Biden has placed the blame on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, even though prices were on the rise far before that event. Here's what your president did when he first came to office. Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, told Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm during a hearing last month. He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in ANWR. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide, he said. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that had no effect on our energy supply? He asked as Granholm remained in denial. Watch.